Carbondale resident Wiley Adams clicks into his snowboard at the top of the terrain park in Snowmass Village. Below are several large jumps and rails.
I've been riding the park since I was probably 10 years old.
He started on small features and worked his way up. Now his favorite thing to do is to hit large jumps.
I'd say when I was younger, I would always hit the little features, and I'd see the older guys in the big park, and I always was in awe of them. And I wanted to be at that point, which I'm at now, which is really fun.
Adam's progression from small to medium and finally to large jumps is what the ski industry is pushing in terrain parks. For years, signs have distinguished easy from intermediate and difficult features. Now the education around progression parks is ramping up. At Snowmass, the features stretch over 42 snowy acres.
We have small half pipe, mini half pipe. We have a big half pipe, 22 half pipe. We have rails. So we have jumps, rollers.
Yannick Ryu is the terrain park manager in Snowmass. He designed the park, helps build jumps, and manages an around-the-clock crew that carefully sculpts the features. Terrain parks first started popping up at ski areas 2 decades ago in an effort to corral jumps built by skiers and riders on ski runs. Ryu says the idea was to make the features extreme.
And it was how can you make that rail as gnarly as possible, you know? This look rad, you know? Where now it's more like style. It's more like how the people, even if it's a small feature, how they hit it.
As terrain parks have evolved, the ski industry has faced growing pains. Early on, big features precipitated serious injuries. Lawsuits resulted in resorts paying tens of millions of dollars, according to the U.S. Terrain Park Council. Since then, safety has improved. Now 94% of the ski areas in the United States have designated terrain parks. The most popular features now are small and medium, and there's more of an effort to draw in a bigger user group and make the jumps accessible for everyone.
What we are learning, both anecdotally and through research in the industry, is that it's important to get people to start small.
Dave Bird is the Director of Risk and Regulatory Affairs for the National Ski Areas Association. His group is partnering with Burton Snowboards on an initiative called Smart Style Terrain Park Safety.
The orange oval designates freestyle terrain, such as parks and pipes.
Besides a video on the website terrainparksafety.org, the Smart Style campaign pushes a simple message: to make a plan and look before you leap. Bird says the idea is to encourage beginners to progress through terrain features.
What we really want to do is get young people excited and confident about their ability. And so starter parks, progression parks, very similar concepts. And even Burton has pioneered the concept of the Riglet Park, which is really designed for someone who's 6 or under.
With a broad range of options on the snow, the industry is also hoping to attract more people to snowboarding, which has seen a slight dip.
And about 28-29% of all skier and snowboarder visits at a ski area nationally on average are made up of snowboarders. And that's just slightly down from a high of about 31% about 3 seasons ago.
Back at Snowmass, Terrain Park staffer Matthew Bradway is handing out cards to skiers and riders. It's Safety Week, and the cards give tips on how to stay safe in the park.
We're just basically passing out, the cards that let people know what to do in the park, make a plan, look before you leap, easy style it, and respect gets respect. It's basically just etiquette on how to not get hurt and stay safe.
Terrain Park manager Yannick Ryu says the injury rate has declined at Snowmass as more people become educated. This says new elements are added all the time. Another progression park will be added later this season for people wanting to work their way through jumps and rails. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.